Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
We are very excited to be broadcasting to you live
from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
There are two guys who are afraid to watch Game 5.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back out to Joel Embiid shooting a three. It's good.
Like, your team has no shot?
What do you mean my team has no shot?
The Rich Eisen Show.
Game 4 belongs to the Heat.
Today's guests, Yahoo Sports columnist Dan Wetzel, Saints head coach Dennis Allen, from Netflix's The Mother, actor Omari Hardwick, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, yes it is. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. We're live in Los Angeles, California. As always, we are live and free on the Roku channel between 12 and 3 Eastern every single day. And thrilled that you are here with us today in our neighborhood. 844-204-RICH is, in fact, the number to dial to have a conversation with us for this today.
Yeah.
Excited to be chatting with you. About anything that's on your mind.
Everyone call right now. Just to test it.
844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Freedom!
Free here. We're no longer the other way.
Exactly.
How are you? How are you, Chris?
Good to see you. I'm basically kaput at this point.
Good to see you, Mikey D.
Good morning, Rich.
DJ Mikey D, Mike Del Tufo, TJ Jefferson. Candles already lit. Good to see you.
Hey,
you're feeling good. Just say it.
No,
say it.
I can't, Rich.
You went to Boston and put that spank on that.
I've been just disappointed way too much. So it's.
I understand.
Now that we're this close, now I'm really nervous, Rich. And I think you understand. Now it's like, oh my God, are we going to win this? Like
it.
I've already conceded, and I'm ready to fire everyone.
What do you mean you've conceded?
We stink. It's over. Here's the deal.
He wants to wipe the whole team.
Are you going in now?
Yeah.
You're going in now?
Here's the deal.
You're just diving straight in?
Here's the deal. Uh-huh. We had our window, and it's not just shut. It is like slammed shut.
Kaput.
And it's like the bars are in front.
Come on.
And then there's a fence in front of the bars. And then it's when like the building gets condemned, and they nail the plywood on top. And then they write post no bills.
This
and then everyone puts bills on
there's
it.
There's another game.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is, bro.
Let me just check on my phone.
We should just
not
even play the game.
No, it says that there's a game.
Jedi mind trick us?
We should not play the game. No, here's the deal.
It says there's a game 6 Thursday.
This team has played in so many big games, and they've lost all of them. All of them. The only one that they've won was last year. This exact same thing happened last year against Milwaukee. Milwaukee comes into Boston and wins game 5. They go back to Milwaukee in game 6, and Tatum has the best game of his life. That's the only time that he's ever shown up in a big game.
You're going on Tatum.
You can't start 0-5, 0-7 in the first quarter in a home playoff game in a must win. Okay? Stephen A. said Kawhi's the biggest fake superstar. No, right now, Tatum is the biggest fake superstar. Okay? I love the guy. My son wears his jersey. Show up! What are you doing? You're going to be first. They're going to announce All-NBA today. Tatum's going to be first team All-NBA for the second straight year. And he doesn't deserve it because he doesn't play in the playoffs.
11 of 27 last night. 36 and 10.
36 and 10? Great. Meaningless. All of those were garbage points when they were down 15 the entire game. Okay? Marcus Smart, done. I'm over this guy. Joe Mazzulla has proven he shouldn't be the head coach.
Yes.
The toughest player on our team is now the Rockets coach. Okay? He's the only guy with any heart and any toughness, but he's a moron, and so he got fired.
So let me ask you this question. TJ Jefferson.
It's over.
Yes, sir.
And I ask this respectfully because you and I both have immense respect for Chris Brockman, right?
I mean,
respect.
Okay.
That's it. Do you want a cup for his Boston Celtic tears right now?
I mean, it's amazing with all
of
the glory.
Would you like it?
And all of the championships that they've won over the last two decades while you and I our cupboard has been completely empty.
I have no pushback.
One so Celtics like title these, since 1986.
These New
one.
Englanders, man, they
one in 35 years for the Celtics.
So let's focus on the other aspect of this. Your Sixers are one win away.
Yeah, then that's...
from hosting the Eastern Conference Finals Philadelphia.
So Jimmy Butler can come up and be like, yo, I'm going to treat you guys like I did Minnesota starting five and show why you should have kept me and not Ben. Yeah, great, Rich. It's just we're getting set up for disappointment.
You deserve it. Your team's so good. MVP.
How good is Maxi?
Maxi, I love him. I yelled at him at one point in the first quarter, then I apologized.
Because that's the difference here, right? I mean, obviously Embiid being the MVP and Harden being a former MVP doing his... I know that, but Harden is still, you know, James Harden that you have to account for.
He's trying
and
to
guard,
rewrite the playoff narrative.
And it's entirely possible he just shows up and lights it up. But Maxi being the third guy in...
And that's a guy you've always spoken highly of him, too.
The guy.
Yeah.
That's the difference maker, if I may, here.
I agree with you.
Certainly, if you're going to be ending up taking on one of these teams from the West that have multiple weapons, Nuggets, obviously, they all do, but Suns are the ones that jump out at you. But the Suns are down now 3-2, just like Chris's Celtics. And Jokic showed up last night.
Ooh.
By the way, first things first, if this was his idea, I don't know whose idea it was. Kudos to him or her for coming up with the idea of going to Jokic and saying you should do this, unless it was his idea.
Well, he said after the game, he walks off the court, he saw him sitting there.
Matt Ishbia, the Suns owner, he goes up to him before the game and presents him with a basketball.
Yeah, that was
cool. Ha, 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 that's great. I've lost $25,000 because you didn't relinquish the basketball and then I gave you an elbow. That's now a turn the page. They played last night.
Yeah, it was cool to see that. They kind of...
And then at one point, it looked like, did Jokic pull an Ishbia type flop to get Durant teed up?
Because Kevin Durant's not that strong.
I mean, there's something going on there. And, hey, this thing was a big night for Jokic. And I'll just ask you this, because Embiid's doing it all. And we did focus on Maxi. Dare we ask the question, are we seeing in these playoffs with Embiid winning the MVP and Jokic having won the two previous ones, obviously Giannis before that, are we seeing the reemergence of the necessity? By the way, how about that? Reemergence of the necessity.
Write that down.
Of the big man. Now, these aren't like plodding guys, right, who are, you know, dragging Walton and Lanier up the court, to use the airplane phrase. But, you know, these aren't these are guys who Jokic brings the ball up. And Embiid can run the floor to block you when you're not expecting it, right? So these guys can move and they can shoot the three. So obviously, I don't think we're getting away from the premium of the 3-point shot.
No.
But
when these bigs are shooting,
do you need a big man? Because I'll tell you what, the Suns have got Booker lighting it up, and a mid-range shot, right?
Mid-range,
which you're thinking is a lost art too, but Booker lighting it up. Durant is Durant, clearly, right?
Chris Paul, you know who
Chris Paul is hurt, but boy is DeAndre Ayton getting absolutely undressed by Jokic.
Which kind of maybe is a hindrance to our argument that the big man is back.
No, but you need one, is what I'm saying.
True that.
You better have one. You better have an answer. Is that what the – because the Celtics don't seem to have an answer. What's their answer down low?
Nobody. Grant Williams
is 6'3".
Robert Williams is probably still feeling the effects of his knees,
right,
and they have no answer.
And they don't have an answer.
Al Horford is 400 years old.
But he's playing Embiid pretty well, though.
I'm just kind of throwing this out there. There's no answer to it. But I'm just wondering, are we seeing that Anthony Davis, when he plays well, Lakers win?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think you're spot on. Rich.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Warriors went small. And actually, that worked with Gary Payton II, running back doors and pick and rolls and things like that. So I don't know. I don't think it's any one size fits all. That if Klay Thompson made more than three shots in game four, this series could be tied going into tonight's potentially decisive Laker win.
Are all the Lakers going to play tonight? Do we know?
They are.
Okay. I didn't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Heat Knicks. I don't think that's
the series no one's talking about.
Well, because everybody thinks that it's just going to be fodder, grist for the mill for the Sixers or the Celtics. And obviously, if the Heat win in Madison Square Garden tonight, that is the team you don't want to see, proverbially. And there's no real center play there. I guess Bam Adebayo. Hartenstein's not doing it for the Knicks. Mitchell Robinson can block shots, but
they're big bodies. Outside.
So I'm, you know what I mean? Like Jokic and Embiid are the last three MVPs of the league have been big men.
Last two scoring champions, which you know was Embiid.
So I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe you need that big man. Are we going to start seeing who you're looking for? That's maybe why the Warriors drafted Wiseman a couple years ago.
I kind of saw where it was going.
And he's not the answer, no. I guess. We found out. I was sitting there thinking that last night as Jokic was, that the question for the Suns is, they don't have an answer, and they just gave Ayton all this money, and here they are. And, you know, the Suns and the players, Jock Landale pushing back on the notion that we're blaming it all on Ayton.
Yeah, he took that personally.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, Jokic is maybe there's only one-on-one. And the only guy who's close or potentially even better is the Sixers and Embiid. And that would be an incredible finals. Holy cow, would that be something.
Well, Rich, you know, it's funny.
They face each other.
It's funny you say that about the big man, because what I've been paying attention to, and I sent this to Hoskins earlier, there's something I've been paying attention to in this playoffs, and it seems to me that having one of these players is really the key to playoff success. And that is having a Kentucky Wildcat on your team. Look at what John Calipari's done. Look at these Wildcats that are currently balling right now in the playoffs. AD, Julius Randle, Devin Booker, Jamal Murray, Bam.
Look at you.
Jared Vanderbilt. Now, Tyler Herro, of course, is out.
Right.
But if he wasn't, he'd be putting up 20, you know, quickly. Tyrese Maxey. All of these Kentucky Wildcats. So Calipari must be just thrilled right now.
Look at you boostering.
Yeah, it came to me the other day watching Murray and Booker go back and forth. And I was like, well, wait a minute. They both went to Kentucky. And then I was like, well, Maxey went to Kentucky. These Wildcats they're making a difference right now.
Crazy, they only won one national championship.
Right? What was that, 12? 2012 with AD?
Anthony Davis. Yeah.
So we've got the Sixers on the verge, Celtics on the brink. Chris Brockman is back on the Rich Eisen Show. Chris from Sacco called in, I think, about 10 minutes ago.
Is Chris on the verge or on the brink right now?
I could do 3 hours of this today.
What is Chris on the verge?
He's
on the brink.
You're on the verge. He's on the brink.
No, I mean him. Purchase him personally.
No, okay. No, the Nuggets are on the verge. The Suns are on the brink.
Yes.
Couldn't have been happier to not watch a game yesterday. I knew exactly what was going to happen.
That's true. And he showed up at.
I told you what
Cooper's
was going to happen today.
Playoff
and
baseball
listened.
Game at Little League, which was almost as much of a blowout.
They lost.
Yes, it did. So there's that.
Love you guys.
Thanks for coming. By the way, though, I appreciate it. Hoskins did too. It's okay. You're not. Hoskins walked there. He was in the neighborhood. Don't worry.
I know.
You need a helicopter to get up there.
That'll be his next purchase, though. So
I'm fine.
You know.
It's all good. It's
I'm
all good.
On that.
Your heart. You didn't miss anything.
All right.
Today's guest, Dennis Allen of the Saints, will join us. And so, a head coach of one of the few teams that didn't have a game revealed today. A lot of waivers being signed. With a release of many, many, many games today. We'll talk about that on this program. The NFL release is getting The NFL schedule is getting released tomorrow. There's apparently a few more games to be announced tomorrow. We're still learning which ones those will be. Dennis Allen of the Saints will join us. We'll talk with an HC in the NFL.
You signed in the waiver, did it?
The actor Omari Hard... I already did. The actor Omari Hardwick is in studio in hour number three.
Ghost.
He is in the film The Mother on Netflix. The Mother is none other than Jennifer Lopez.
Hey. Oh.
In question.
Hey.
Yes. And you mentioned Ghost. That's who his character was in Power.
Yep.
And so he will be joining us in studio here in hour number three. I have a Power Rankings.
Hey. Oh.
Power Rankings. Top 10 NFL games to be revealed. A Power Ranking of the 10 NFL games that have yet to be revealed that I'm looking forward to being revealed. That's coming up later on this program.
Nice.
But we're about to take a break. Our first guest is Dan Wetzel of Yahoo. Now, let me say this. We knew the punter, or talked about the punter, Matt Araiza, a long time before a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
We gave him one of our weekly awards when we were giving out weekly college awards with a partner of ours a couple of years ago, a glue company. And we gave it to glue guys who were all around, not only great for the team, but seemingly great off the field as well. And so we had Matt on the program. I saw him at the combine. We met it. And I mean, talk about a guy who could flip a field. He truly is one of the best punters I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then he got drafted by the Bills and then got accused of sexual assault in a civil case brought against him and others in Southern California. And I talked about it and said that if this was true, he had no business being in the NFL, and the Bills decided to part ways with him. And that was last summer. And in December, during the season, prosecutors in Southern California, in the San Diego area, decided after 10 months of spending on the case, before forwarding it to the district attorney without a recommendation for prosecution, they said that they weren't going to file any charges based on it. And then recently, Yahoo and Dan Wetzel got a copy of a 200-plus page transcript of a 100-minute meeting in which a deputy district attorney here in Southern California offered a detailed explanation to the girl in question and her attorneys about how not only were they not pressing any criminal charges in the case, but they believe Matt Araiza wasn't even there when this assault went down.
Wow.
And that there is exculpatory evidence in the case against Matt Araiza. And since we talked about it at length when Araiza was accused in this civil case, and I read the details, or many of them, on the air here and said, if this is true, he deserves to be gone. Obviously, from society, not just the NFL. In light of the news that there is exculpatory evidence, I'm going to discuss it further with Dan Wetzel next. And then, of course, there's other stuff to talk about in college football as well with Dan, including, by the way, you know, obviously this doesn't arise at all to the same seriousness, but you know, there's a couple of rule changes in college football that I think are quite significant. So Dan Wetzel is next, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
Everybody call Adam right now. He needs something to do today.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Dan Wetzel will join us when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. We all know quality sleep is essential. I'm just not myself when I don't get a good night's sleep. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. For instance, my side of the bed, my Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's side of the bed, her Sleep Number setting is 70. Two different numbers, same bed, but we get the same great sleep. So, make sure you get your Sleep Number bed right now because you will absolutely love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you can save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. That's right, $800. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Check it out. Sleep Number. You won't regret it. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back on the air with the Roku Channel live stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports wrote an eye-catcher, to say the least. And as you could see throughout the NFL media world, it's being picked up on. Because the punter, Matt Araiza, known as the punt god when he was in San Diego State University, and what he was able to do to flip fields, we noticed it. We gave him a weekly award for his work 2 years ago. It was an NIL deal when we were doing that sort of stuff 2 years ago. So we got to know him as best we could, and then we're equally as shocked as everybody else to learn that he was being named in a civil suit by a young lady in San Diego, accusing him of all sorts of awfulness and sexual assault. And Dan Wetzel joins us now in light of his column detailing what he could from a 200-plus page transcript obtained by Yahoo Sports of a 100-minute meeting between a deputy district attorney and the girl and her attorneys to say Matt Araiza, it appears, wasn't even there when a lot was going down in her lawsuit against him. So, joining us here now is Dan Wetzel on the Rich Eisen Show from Yahoo. Thanks for calling, Dan. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so what did you learn here about Matt Araiza, Dan?
Well, so we knew in December that the district attorney was not going to press any criminal charges involving this with against Matt Araiza or two other San Diego State teammates that were named in the civil lawsuit. But at that time, there were very few details released about why that was. And pursuing sexual assault cases is always very difficult. You have to prove the case criminally beyond a reasonable doubt. So it can always be a challenge. So you just don't really know. Obviously, it's a relief if you're the accused to not have to deal with a trial, but it's not really necessarily seen as a complete exoneration or anything like that. What was unsealed recently was an audio of a meeting that day held between the people from the district attorney's office, the girl who made the accusations, and one of her attorneys, and which is common. You would meet with somebody about this and explain why there's not going to be a charge, but because of the tape was out. Released, you could hear over, you know, an hour and 40 minutes in really, some, at times very detailed ways, the concerns that the district attorney's office had with the case. And it included a conclusion based on a witness that the deputy DA found apparently very credible that Araiza wasn't even present at the party, had left the party before at least one of the allegations, the gang rape allegation, There's other talk of, you know, there's cell phone snippets, videos of the encounters. There's, you know, discussion of the sexual assault testing after. Different witness testimonies are brought up. It's not a complete, thorough picture, but there is a lot of exculpatory evidence or witness statements that, you know, certainly for the Ariza, for Matt Ariza, you would want out there. And so it's a very interesting recording. It's a little unusual for it to be out, but I guess that's what they do in that jurisdiction. And so for Matt Ariza, it shows a lot of things that certainly he believes that, you know, if NFL teams listen to it, we'll have a better picture of who he is and what might have happened and what this case is about. So you're looking, he's in a weird, unusual situation, or maybe not, but he's looking to not just avoid criminal case. He still has the civil case pending, and he could still lose that. There's all sorts of stuff could go on with that. But at this very moment, at least a lot of the exculpatory evidence or evidence that would seem to be positive for his side of the argument was able to get out there in this fashion.
So based on what you heard and what you obtained, that it appears that when this gang rape took place, there is no video from any of that where Ariza appears, and there is a witness that they find credible from the district attorney's office that said Ariza wasn't even there when that happened that night, is what you're saying.
That is correct. So the allegations against Matt Ariza, and he acknowledges he had a consensual sex with this girl. She's at the time 17 years old, and the question is, was he aware? You know, the DA. Point, you know, we have to prove that he's not just that you're 17, not 18, which is the age of consent, but do they know you're that, or is there any reasonable, reasonably know? So to take this out of that, let's say you're at a high school party, you would assume the people at the party would be, mm-hmm. You know, high school age. If you were at a nightclub, you would have some reasonable, this is not a defense because you could probably find things, but if you're at a nightclub in San Diego, you could have a reasonable understanding that maybe everyone's over 21, right? Because that they're supposed to be carded to get in. Obviously, we know that's not perfect, but you can understand the thing. So you have to prove both of those things. But the gang rape allegation, and that's really the most graphic thing that came out in the civil lawsuit that led to the Bills cutting Matt Ariza, it included this scene of him throwing the girl down on a bed in a room with and a gang rape starts. So the DA citing, you know, it's one witness, but she and the timeline that's set up has you know, states in there that certainly they concluded that they believe he was not present at the time. So that is a significant story development for Matt Ariza's camp. Now, again, you go to a civil lawsuit, which is still going, you no longer need beyond a reasonable doubt in proof. You only need a preponderance of the evidence. It's a much lower bar to clear. So it's not that he's completely cleared legally. He still has the civil suit going. But obviously, if you're Matt Ariza, you want a district attorney to make that conclusion and that conclusion to be made public for fans to understand what happened, what he says happened, and what the and teams to understand what he said happened.
Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are the young ladies' attorneys saying? What's their response to your report? I guess did you reach out to them for a comment on what you heard, Dan?
Yeah, you know, the district attorneys. You know, it's a statement in this meeting isn't, you know, a thorough declaration. There's only one witness cited, although we don't truly know all of the reasoning behind the DA's decision, so maybe there's more. It's immaterial to a civil case. He still had consensual sex with her. There's going to be a whole battle over did he know, did he not know, did he ask her age, did he not. You know, civil cases are civil cases, and there's still a lot to go on this. So obviously they don't it's not great that this came out. I don't want to characterize what their thoughts are, but there's still questions, is what they're saying. But certainly, if you listen to this full audio,
yes,
or you read the whole thing, it's long. It's a very, they lay out a very, very numerously angled thing of why there are considerable doubts onto the story that was given to them. And I think that's a fair characterization of what was said in this meeting.
Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports here on the Rich Eisen Show. So last question for you on this is, look, you know the world of professional football.
Yeah.
There still seems to be a considerable amount out there that, despite the exculpatory evidence being laid bare here by the prosecution, that Ariza still is entangled in something. What do you think? Is it still too early to tell? What do you think? Did you reach out to anybody to glean how this might be received in the NFL community? For a punter?
That's the question. Do they need the civil suit to go away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So civil suits are almost always settled. And Jalen Carter, right? He had the incident in Georgia,
yes,
before the draft, right? He settled the criminal thing, and now he still has a civil suit out. Nobody really cares. He was drafted ninth. Or maybe they care, and that's why he went ninth instead of whatever. But it's not unusual for someone to play in the NFL with a civil suit. Anybody can get sued civilly for anything. So that obviously is a very sensitive nature of this story. So it's hang out there. So do you have to move past it? But if you settle the suit, you can't, if you're omitting anything, does that play a role in it? I don't know what the NFL will do. I do think that if NFL teams sit down and listen to the whole thing, they'll have a different perspective after listening than before. And is that enough? I don't know. It's really hard for me to say. It only takes one team to say, sure, let's do this. The big issue is he's a punter, right? And I know this is extremely crude, but it's also reality. He's a quarterback. It's one thing. Punter specialists can't be distractions, right? Punt,
are you willing
to take the PR hit or the concerns over that? Do you sign? So I don't know. He's a punter. He's a good punter. He seemed to be a very promising punter, but he's still a punter. So what happens with the NFL, I don't know. But that does loom over this, because certainly he would like to return to the NFL and play. So there's a lot there, and I think, anybody who listens to it would have a it's graphic and it's detailed and it's interesting, if you will.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports here on the Rich Eisen Show, college football podcast that everybody should listen to, and of course a New York Times bestseller here on the program. While I have you here, and I know this is completely insignificant with what we've talked about, but while I have you here, there was a rule change that came out a couple of weeks ago. They're going to wind the clock on a first down now, right? Is this a game time concern? Is that what it is? Like pace of play? Has there actually been this conversation in college football that 4-hour games are a little bit much, Dan?
Yeah, they're going to wind the clock. They're no longer stopping after first downs, except the last 2 minutes of the games, which is really the most important part. And opens up the middle of the field, right? And you can get a first down over the middle. You can even run the ball and go down and huddle up fairly quickly, which is an important part of the college game. It's really hard. The NFL players can kind of do it, but it's one thing when you have Burrow and Mahomes and those guys.
Right.
It's another when you have a college offense trying to just use the sideline to stop the clock. So you're going to keep that. But yeah, they were trying to speed up the game a little bit. The games were getting too long. They certainly weren't going to cut the number of commercials, which would be the easiest way to speed up the game. Anyone has sat through this. It was also some player safety. This will take, they're not sure. 7 minutes, seven plays a game out. Well, you do that over the season. That's basically a whole game. They're expanding the college football playoffs. Some teams are going to play 16 games. You could conceivably play 17 games. So they're sensitive to that. And so they're expanding the season. There's more games for certain teams. By taking the plays out, you know, it's not how many games you play. It's like pitching, right? It's not how many innings you pitch, how many pitches you threw. So it's sort of a dual thing on that, that they're going to take some plays out. It should be some stay, and it should, you know, I don't know. You know, fans are college football fans are very passionate. They're not looking for less college football, but others, the more casual viewer, is going to be more interested probably in a three-hour, 10-minute game than a three-hour, 45-minute game.
And then what about any seismic shifts in conferences, things of that nature? I know the Pac, you know.
They're always rumbling.
I know that. I mean, Pac-12 still has a TV deal to maybe land or not. You know, Dion's there now. Does that make it more, you know, interesting for a television package? That Prime is now there in Colorado. Is there any other conference seismic shifts that are in the ether that you can give us a heads up
Coach
on?
Coach Prime does not hurt. Well, there's no question about that. He should generate some interest. Of course, you're signing a multi-year deal, and you have no idea how long Deion Sanders will coach Colorado. You know, there's no guarantee. It's not tied to that. You'd tie in Colorado, but you wouldn't be able to assure that Deion Sanders is there. But he certainly does not help, and he brings a lot of excitement to the league. What the Pac-12 deal looks like is going to be important. The Big 12 is ready to take from the Pac-12. And if this deal is not financially competitive with what the Big 12 can offer, and in terms of exposure, how much is on streaming? Streaming might pay, but for recruiting and promotional purposes, you need to be on over-the-air or cable or something that kids are seeing, not logging into something. So it's a dual track there for the Pac-12. They need to come up with a good competitive program, and I think everybody in the Pac-12 wants to stay together. But if not, the Big 12 is sitting there. Certainly Oregon and Washington are very desirable programs. The Big 10 right now has said they're not going to expand anymore, but, you know, that can all change. But even the what they call the corner schools, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado, the Big 12 would love to add those ones. And does that, if they can sit there and say, hey, you'll make more money and be on TV more, come here. So this deal is, you know, almost every late June, there's some huge thing. Oklahoma, Texas go to the SEC 2 years ago. USC, UCLA go to the Big Ten last year. Does this blow up? Everyone's waiting on that Pac-12 deal, and it's impossible to predict what would happen until that gets done.
Dan, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Very eye-opening column. Everyone should go check out on Yahoo Sports as everything that you write. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
That's right. Talk to you later.
Right back at you. That's Dan Wetzel, columnist of Yahoo Sports right here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We have some interesting phone calls. It's amazing when the phone lines work, what happens. Yeah, this one's going to be really good. I could see who was first in, first up on this program. We're going to get some questions answered. And I've been waiting to get answered since the draft. That's next. Dennis Allen of the Saints and my power rankings of the top 10 schedule reveal games still to come.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, we just showed to our Roku channel audience an interview I had, one of the many that I've had with Dion throughout the years.
Coming in? 10% of the Vegas bets are on Colorado to win the national championship.
That's crazy. I mean, as much as I love Dion and know his powers of persuasion and his powers of communication. All, you know, unless he's going to field, you know, he's already fielded one of him, like that, his actual son.
They're cloning himself.
You know, unless he's fielding, honestly, 22 of him, 11 on each side.
I get it. Just saying.
Because that team had one win.
Yeah, they were, I know, they're the worst team in college.
So to say, he's going to go and win the college national championship. If Deion Sanders coaches Colorado to the national championship this coming season, it would be a top five sports story
ever
on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
like Miracle on Ice.
Include everything.
They're in the top.
Include the world, the globe, anywhere on the globe. Okay. And obviously, I'm not well versed in the cricket game or anything. Top five anywhere in any sport. He takes Colorado from
one win.
The way he found it
yeah.
to the national championship in 1 year. So that's
great.
You know, you talk about betting and all that stuff. But what he's already done is he's changed the tenor on his campus.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand you can't sign a television deal if you're a network for 7, 8, 9, 10 years and think that if everything works out in Colorado for Deion, is he going to stay there forever? Would he go somewhere else? I mean, so, but if you're signing a deal now for Pac-12 football, you know, what helps immeasurably is Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes playing their games on your package.
Yes.
Big time.
People are coming.
Big time.
Oh yeah.
Another example of why any teams, any programs that had an opportunity to get him as their coach, you blew it. You blew it. I don't care how well you might be doing with your current decision. You blew it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now, I told this story when it came back from the draft that my favorite part of the NFL draft, the entire NFL draft, from pick one to pick 259 and everything that went on our set, from rescue dogs peeing on Daniel Jeremiah and major trades happening and my come at me mock being pretty damn good.
You get 9 out of 10? Right?
Well, I mean, I got the players, yes.
Not the exact 10. Order. And few, I think you had 4 in the exact order.
No, because I didn't do it with trades. I did say Jalen Carter would wind up with the Eagles. Anyway, you know how much I love being right. The fact that that's not part of my favorite moment of the draft. It was me just sitting there on the set with Peter Schrager, Daniel Jeremiah, and Charles Davis. 7th round of the draft. We've run out of things basically to talk about at the moment.
Pretty much.
You know, we're not taking a commercial break. I look up and I see a gentleman stroll to the podium because I have a monitor specifically pointed at me that has a camera directed at the podium. Saw a gentleman dressed in attire that looked like he had something interesting to say. Dressed in a full-on Atlanta Falcons suit, red suit with the Falcons logo all over it, and a championship belt over his left shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know what? Let's just take the podium.
How could you not?
Just take the podium. And we watched this gentleman announce a Falcons pick and then get heckled by the crowd 28-3, and his response was brilliant. 28-3, like we haven't heard that before.
Yeah,
he strolled
good off. One.
And joining us now on the Rich Eisen Show, calling in on line one, is Vinny from North Carolina, the Vinny in question from the draft. Correct, Vinny? Yeah.
Yeah, hey guys, how we doing?
All right.
Vinny. Yes.
So your suit is what got you on TV, sir, because you caught my eye, and I'm like, put him on. And
I appreciate that.
Hey, and I appreciate you handling the moment the way that you did. So
Yep.
What happened? What happened, Vinny? Give me the scoop here. What happened at the draft?
Well, the scoop was simply, I went out to do my pick. As you guys heard, my voice, I lost my voice Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So I had to address that to the crowd as well. That's why I was kind of a little high-pitched up and down. And went out there, did my pick, and as I was going to leave, I was just simply just going to – my idea was to simply just raise the belt and yell, rise up, and, mm-hmm. and walk off the stage. So after I made the pick, you know, I heard 28-3 over to my right, and that came from the crowd. Not quite sure who it was. So I don't know. I know you had questioned whether you thought yes. I might have been a Patriots fan
yes.
or a Saints fan.
You don't know?
If I had to – no, I don't know because, like I said, it just came out. And if I had to guess,
yes.
Just guessing,
yep.
I would say it was a Saints fan.
See? Yep. That's what we said.
Don't yeah. let the Patriot fan off the hook.
I knew it.
Yeah. Really?
But it's actually it's universal. I mean, we hear it a lot. I go to a large majority of the away games, all the home games and a large majority of the away games. And we hear it. We hear it all the time. And when we hear it from Patriot fans, I don't get upset as much because, I mean, they beat us. They mm-hmm. have the right to brag or to bring it out in a sense. But when it's all the other, when it's the other 30 teams yelling and screaming it, I mean, you guys were on the couch watching the game while we were playing it. Why are you even saying that?
Yes. So, yeah, the boy, Vinny. Yeah. So let me ask you this question because it sparked a conversation on the set that day, and then I brought it to here on this show a few days later. I'm like, come on, you're all super fans. You're all at the draft. You got to announce a pick. Somebody else would get to announce a pick. Would you know? Can't we stop heckling each other? Did you respect the heckle, or maybe even gravitate towards what I'm saying, Vinny?
I definitely get it. I definitely understand what you're saying for yeah. sure. I think it's just we hear it so much, we kind of get numb to it. It's just.
But everybody's got a 28-3 moment, you know. Like every fan has that
for
moment.
Sure,
you could
sure.
heckle any fan of any team about their worst moment too. And I'm like, can't yeah. we just put it aside at the draft, or at the party?
For the most part, everybody does.
Okay.
You know, this is always the one guy. He's got to yell it out for a laugh or something like that.
There's always one.
But, I mean, everyone throughout the 3 days, and, you know, especially us being in Kansas City every time the Raiders came up, lots and lots of boos because, you know, we're in Kansas City.
Or yes.
Every time the Cowboys came up, lots and lots of boos because nobody likes the Cowboys.
Hey, come on. Come on, bro.
But it's all in good fun, and okay. sometimes, most of the time, 90% of the time, it's in good fun. But you do have some people who just take it a little too serious.
Uh-huh.
But with him, he was probably just trying to get a laugh, and I kind of just that's really my comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, all the time, when walking down the street or whatever, you know, I'd just be like, "Good one," you know, because it was just so unoriginal. We've heard it for 6 years.
I've heard.
So I kind of just forgot where I was for a second, and when I heard it, I kind of just turned and just said it real fast.
And then
when I was walking off, I was just like, oh, man, what did I just do? Hear it from my wife, hear it from the Falcons. I screwed up. But
not at all.
It went good. So.
The exact opposite. So in the minute I have left here, last one for you. That belt, you checked that, right, in a bag? You can't take that through as a carry-on, right, the belt?
We actually drove this year.
Oh,
fantastic. Last year, Falcons flew me out, and I was a part of the inner circle.
Okay.
This year, I wasn't. I just went on my own dime, and we went, and they actually texted me and asked me if I could do the pick.
Okay.
So we did drive, and while I was there on Friday night, I received a text from them, and they asked me if I would be willing to do it, and I was like, absolutely. But usually, I'll do my belts. I'll do it in a carry-on so it doesn't get messed up.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the belt, Vinny, just so you know.
There
I don't
you
know
go.
If you've ever seen my setup. But
all right, Vinny, appreciate Vinny. The time. That's call awesome. Back. Let's make this a regular. Keep calling.
Sounds
please
like
do.
A plan. Appreciate you guys.
You guys.
All right,
brother.
Thanks, Vinny. Be well, brother.
Love it.
You keep that in your bag and you put it through the x-ray, you're definitely getting flagged. You're definitely getting
a
pat down.
What's going on over here,
sir?